जैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। महार्हो पश्करैर् आढ्यं कामोपायोपबृंहितं मुक्तादामपातकाभिर् वितान शयनाशनैः धूपे सुरुभिर्दीपैर् स्रग्रन्धैरपि मण्डितम् महार्होपश्करैराढ्यम् कामोपायोपबृंहितम् मुक्तदामपताकाभिः वितान शयनाशनै धूपेश्वरीभिर्दीपै स्रग्गन्धैरपि मण्डितम् महार्होपश्करैराढ्यम् कामोपायोपबृंहितम् मुक्तदामपातकाभिः वितान शयनाशनै धूपे सुरीभिर्दीपै स्रग्गन्धैरपि मण्डितम् महार्होपश्करैराढ्यम् कामोपायोपबृंहितम् मुक्तादामपात पताकाभिः वितान शयनाशनैः धूपैसुरिभिर्दीपै स्रग्गन्धैरपि मण्डितम् माताजीस महारह एक्सपेंसिव उपस्करे विथ फर्निशिंग्स आढ्यम रिच कामा ऑफ लस्ट उपाया विथ अकाउट्रीमेंट्स upabhrimhitam replete muktadama with the strings of pearls, patakabihi and banners, vitana with canopies, shayana beds, asanaihi and seats, dhupaihi with incense, surabhi bhihi fragrant, deepai with oil lamps, srak with flower garlands, gandaihi and aromatic sandalwood paste, apimanditam also decorated. Translation: Trivakra's home was opulently appointed with expensive furnishings and replete with sensual accouterments meant to inspire sexual desire. There were banners, rows of strung pearls, canopies, fine beds and sitting places, and also fragrant incense, oil lamps, flower garlands and aromatic sandalwood paste. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. According to Sridhar Swami, the sensual accoutrements in Trivakra's house included explicit sexual pictures. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti adds that her paraphernalia included herbal aphrodisiacs. It is not hard to guess Trivakra's intention. Yet Lord Krishna went there to save her from material existence. We'll read the next verse also. Griham tam ayantam avaiksha shashanat shadyo samuthaya hi jata sambhrama yato pashangamya sakhi birachutam sabhajayam ashasad ashanadibhi. When Trivakra saw him arriving at her house, she at once rose from her feet in a flurry. Coming forward graciously with her girlfriends, she respectfully greeted Lord Achyuta by offering him an excellent seat and other articles of worship. Text 4. Tatodhava sadhu tayabhipajito nyasida durvyam abhibhrimsha chashanam krishno piturnam shayanam mahadhanam vivesha loka charitananuvritaha. Uddhava also received a seat of honor, since he was a saintly person. But he simply touched it and sat on the floor. Then Lord Krishna, imitating the manners of human society, quickly made himself comfortable on an opulent bed. Purport: according to the Acharyas, Uddhava felt reverence for his Lord and thus declined to sit on an opulent seat in his presence. Rather, he touched the seat and with his hand, and sat on the floor. Srila Vishnu Chakra Thakur adds that Lord Krishna made himself comfortable on a bed located in the inner chambers of Trivakra's home. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 48 entitled Krishna pleases his devotees from text 2 to text 4. You know, it feels like I'm sitting for a teacher's day class where the teachers sit down and they make the students sit and give a difficult topic to speak. So it's a very intense topic. So I seek all your blessings so that I can speak something sensible. The chapter is named as Krishna pleases his devotees. In Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami explains that after Uddhava met the gopis, stayed there for months and came back, he told what was the state of the gopis. And then he pleaded to Krishna that please, do not be away from gopis. They will die without you. Please go to Vrindavan and meet them. But as Krishna had the longer task of killing so many demons and organizing to kill so many demons who are a burden on the earth, Krishna, without telling anything, whether what he is going to do, he took Uddhava to please his different devotees whom he had promised. And as one sees that Krishna is going to a society girl, Kubja was known to be a society girl, why would Krishna want to go there? Chaitanya Chandra explains in this, his famous podcasts on the spiritualscientist.com. Very nicely he explained that how Krishna, he didn't have any lust. He doesn't have any lust. But just to purify Kubja, he goes to her house to remove the last traces of any lust which were there. And he took Uddhava also, because Uddhava will sit outside and Krishna is going to go in the inner chambers. What sense does it make that, you know, to take Uddhava there? So it is explained that Krishna wanted to show Uddhava that somebody whose devotion is tinged with a material desire, I will be going to please her and purify her and associate with her. So what to speak of the pure platform of gopis? Do you think I won't go to them? anybody who comes to me with a desire to please me, to serve me, I definitely reciprocate with him. But I do it in my own way. So here he is going to Trivakra, who has a desire to enjoy conjugally with Krishna. And he is going so that he can, by his touch, remove the last traces and thereby indirectly instruct Uddhava as to what he is capable of and what he will soon do. And then how in Gopal Champu, how he, Jugo Swami, you know, describes how after pleasing the devotees in Mathura, how Krishna goes back to Vrindavan, pacifies the gopis and then takes them back to the spiritual world. In the last verse, as Uddhava, he receives a seat of honor. You know, any saintly devotees, any sannyasis, they come to the temple. You know, we honor them by giving proper garland. And whenever they come for and sit eating darshan, we offer them a seat. But that is a way of respect. So here Uddhava has been given a seat because of his saintly qualities. Shukdev Goswami is explaining, he had very saintly qualities. He was very well known for that in Mathura, for being a very saintly person. So much so that even Kubja knew, even Trivakra, she knew that he was a very saintly person. So she offered him a seat. But because he had reverence towards his Lord, Shri Krishna, he did not accept a seat in front of him. He just sat on the floor. Respect and reverence is the core of the Vedic tradition. And we see that how in different pastimes, different devotees have shown reverence, you know, just to take the particular action of showing respect. We see how in Ramayana, when Lord Hanuman and the accompaniments were sent in the southern direction by Lord Ram and Sugriva, ordered by Lord Sugriva, that you go to the southern part of India and search where Mother Sita is and come and give back the news. And all of them were despondent because they could not find, they came to the last shore. Somehow or other they reached there. And now, Jambuvan, he revives the old powers of Lord Hanuman by telling him how powerful he is and what all he can accomplish. And after that, once he comes to senses of his own achievements, Hanuman, he goes to the bottom of Mahendra mountain, and there he prays to all the devatas, Vayu, Indra, and then he climbs up and expands to huge proportions. And for some time, offering obeisances to his Supreme Lord in his heart, he stands there for a long time in a poised position. And after that, with full energy, he jumps. And with such a force, he jumps that all the trees get uprooted. And they start flying behind him. And the flowers get uprooted. And it looks like a colorful meteor. And because of his huge proportion and the agitation he created in the air, all the clouds get attracted towards him. That is uproar in the ocean, and the ocean waves go and, you know, thrust on his chest. And as Hanumanji is going ahead, Sagara, the ocean god, he remembers how he duly is indebted to Vayudev for sending Mainak Parvat in the ocean and stopping the passage of, you know, Devata, of Daityas from the Patal Loka to earth. So, just to show his respect or his reverence towards Hanumanji, who is going to do such a big feat, and he cannot land in water. He has to land on a place where he can again jump. So Indra sends, you know, Sagara and Indra, they send Mainak Parvat. And as Mainak Parvat grows, so when Hanumanji sees, he sees it as an obstacle and then thrusts him down. But very soon, Mainak Parvat comes in a humanly form and prays to him that, please, you know, just take some rest on this mountain, and then you can again proceed for your mission given by Lord Ram. So there, because he was in so much hurry for accomplishing, he had promised all the colleagues who were there behind in India that either I will go there and get Mother Sita back, or I will uproot the entire Lanka and get it back with Ravan here. So he had a big mission, but because the time was not there, he just touched respectfully Mainak Parvat and proceeded. Just like Uddhava is showing respect for the seat, just touching it and sitting on the floor. In the Vaishnava tradition, Vaishnava etiquette is considered to be of supreme most importance. The supreme principle being Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu Vismartavyam Najatuchit Sarva Vidhi Nishedashu Etayor Eva Kinkara. Remembering Krishna always and never forgetting Krishna. Other than this rule, all other rules are subordinate. So we see, as we come in temple, we have so many etiquettes to enter the temple. We have so many rules in deity worship. We have so many rules in dealings with senior Vaishnavas. And one might wonder as to, you know, how detailed these processes and how detailed this limb of devotional service has been inculcated in our morning programs. So Srila Prabhupada has given us the entire morning program, has given us the entire details as to what should be done in a Vaishnava's life. And sometimes we might wonder as to where does it come from. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, it explains how Srila Sanatana Goswami, when he's speaking to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after giving the explanation of the Atmaram verse, he is requesting Srila Sanatana Goswami to write a book. To write a book on the Vaishnava etiquette. But at that time, in his all humility, Sanatana Goswami says that I come from a very lowly family. Although I am born in a very high family, but I have done very low works. So what to speak of writing a book? I don't think I am even qualified to come near you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna will empower you and he says, if you would please manifest yourself in my heart and personally direct me in writing this book, then although I am low born, I may hope to be able to write it. You can do this because you are Supreme Personality of Godhead yourself and whatever you direct is perfect. The principles can be laid. The principles can be explained. But details are also important, because how to execute those principles and not speculate or introduce something of your own whims and fancies is very important. Especially in Vaishnava etiquette, because you are dealing with Vaishnavas, and because Vaishnava aparad is such a huge obstacle in the path of devotional service, that one has to be very careful as to how he deals with the Vaishnava. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, foreseeing that how all the followers of the Gaudiya Vaishnavism will need a proper booklet as to how and why, you know, that's a very amazing explanation will come. As to he is asking, then not only this, you give evidences also. So Mahaprabhu is saying, he replied, whatever you want to do, you will be able to do correctly by Lord Krishna's favor. He will manifest the real purport unto you. Because you asked me for a synopsis, please hear these few indications. In the beginning, described how one must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Now, as we will describe, if one goes through 64 limbs of devotional service, it goes one by one. Where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying the first one is Guru Padashray. How one has to take the shelter of spiritual master. Then your book should describe the characteristics of a bona fide guru and bona fide disciple. Both. Then before accepting a spiritual master, one can be assured of the spiritual master's platform or position. Similarly, the spiritual master can also be assured of a disciple's position. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna should be described as the worshipable object. And you should describe the Bija Mantra for the worship of Krishna. As well as that for Rama or any other expansion of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Clearing the basics. Then, Mantra Adhikari Mantra Siddhi Adhi Shodhan Diksha Prata Smriti Kriya Shaucha Chaman. Very, very detailed. You should discuss the qualification necessary for receiving a mantra, the perfection of the mantra, the purification of mantra, initiation, morning duties, remembrance of Supreme Lord, cleanliness, and washing the mouth and other parts of the body. No loopholes. Everything described in detail. You should describe how in the morning one should regularly brush his teeth, take his bath, this is Mahaprabhu saying, offer prayers to the Lord and offer obeisances to the spiritual master. You should also describe how one should render service to the spiritual master and paint one's body in 12 places with Urdhva Pundra Tilak, as well as how one should stamp one's body with holy names of the Lord or the symbols of the Lord such as disc and club. You know, many times we do things because of the order of the spiritual master and senior Vaishnavas. But many times it so happens that we wonder many times, you know, where is it written? Who has said it? So here, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has very mercifully given us the episode as where Mahaprabhu is himself telling in detail what all has to be done. The principle being remembering Krishna always and never forgetting Krishna. But the details, which are sign of love towards Krishna, are explained in detail. After this, you should describe how one should decorate his body with Gopi Chandan, wear neck beads, collect tulsi leaves from tulsi tree, cleanse his cloth and the altar, clean his own house or apartment and go to temple and ring the bell just to draw the attention of the Lord. Also describe deity worship, wherein one should offer food to Krishna at least 5 times daily, and in the time place, and then in the due time place him on a bed. You should also describe the process of for offering aarti and worship of the Lord according to the list of 5, 16 or 50 ingredients. Lord Krishna gave Srimad Bhagavad Gita as the codes of conduct for the bhakti yoga, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he appeared to show us how to follow these codes. And here, he is again giving some codes to Sanatan Goswami, who will again decode and expand each and every instruction. If you read Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is going into so many details. The characteristics of deities should be discussed, as well as the characteristics of Shaligram Shila. You should also discuss visiting the deities in temple and touring holy places like Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka. Should glorify the holy name and explain that one must carefully give up offenses when chanting the holy name. You should also describe the symptoms of a Vaishnava, explain that one must give up or nullify all kinds of seva aparads, offenses in deity worship. Not only deity worship, but what kind of offenses are there in deity worship. To be clearly explained. Shankha jala gandha pushpa dhupadi lakshana japastuti parikrama dandavata vandana. The items of worship such as water, conch shell, flowers, incense and lamp should be described. You should also mention chanting softly, offering prayers, circumambulating and offering obeisances. All this should be carefully described. Other items you should describe are the methods of performing purascharana, different rituals, taking Krishna prasadam, giving up unoffered food and not blaspheming the Lord's devotees. You should describe the symptoms of a devotee, how to associate with devotees, how to satisfy a devotee by rendering service, and how to give up the association of non-devotees. You should also explain the value of regularly hearing the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. You should describe the ritualistic duties to be performed every day, and you should also describe the fortnightly duties, especially how to observe Ekadashi fast. You should also describe the duties to be observed every month, and you should describe the observance of ceremonies like Janmashtami, Ramanavami and Narsimha Chaturdashi. Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Vamana Dwadashi, Ramanavami and Narsimha Chaturdashi, all these should be described. You know, it's like, you know, before writing the constitution, you know, the leader is telling us what all has to be there. So when we are following that, we understand that this order is coming through Srila Prabhupada, through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should recommend the avoidance of mixed Ekadashis. Many times we follow the Ekadashi on Dwadashi. Because according to the technical details, the Ekadashi is not suitable for fasting. So we fast on Dwadashi, which is called as Mahadwadashi. And the performance of pure Ekadashi. You should also describe the fault in not observing Ekadashi. One should be very careful as far as these items are concerned. If one is not careful, one will be negligent in executing devotional service. Madhavatiti bhakati janani jatane palana kari. Where Mahaprabhu himself encouraged his mother, pleaded to her to please follow Ekadashi, because Ekadashi is bhakti janani. So describing how one should be very careful. That's why we have a standard calendar according to the GBC, where in what longitude as to what region one will follow what, you know, just as for Janmashtami, our Janmashtami is falling on 17th. But as we go towards the southern side, you know, places like Hyderabad or places like Mayapur, they are following the Janmashtami on 18th. So how does the tithis matter? What all should be done? How it should be done? Everything is given in detail in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Whatever you say about Vaishnava behavior, the establishment of Vaishnava temples and deities and everything else should be supported by evidences from Puranas. Not from your own imagination, but evidences from Vedic Puranas. You should give general and specific description of behavior and activities of a Vaishnava. You should outline things that are to be done and things that are not to be done. All this should be described as regulations and etiquette. I have given these synopsis of Vaishnava regulations. I have given this in brief just to give you a little direction. When you write on this subject, Krishna will help you by spiritually awakening you. So here, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he concludes the chapter. It takes a lot of mercy and it takes a lot of empowerment to even follow the basic rules in Krishna consciousness. You know, because we being so feeble in our attempt to serve Krishna, and the beginning being following the simple rules of Vaishnava etiquette, until unless one is empowered by a acharya, you know, tar ichha balavan, because you desire, we will follow, or we can follow. So, by the blessing of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas, somehow or other, we are able to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and the different kinds of rules and regulations, which will one day surely take us or pull us out from the society girl like mentality of Kubja to pure devotion, where Krishna will give us his touch of mercy through the acharyas, through other Vaishnavas, and somehow other will reach the zenith of perfection, that is Krishna Prem. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? I thank you all for your patient hearing. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.